A shower of glowing metal spat and flickered in the gloom, sparking to the floor as the orcs cut their way into the Validus.
Men of the Emperor, prepare yourselves!
Harahel shouted the command, bolstering the spirits of the 30 or so Steel Legion troopers who stood with him and Metatron in the vaulted hold space of the Validus's right leg. Locking his helm in place, Harahel watched as the guardsmen checked the charge of their lasguns and fixed blades to the ends of their barrels.
Their time would be better spent readying their souls.
What?
You know as well as I do, brother, that they're as good as dead. It'll only be by the grace of Sanguinius that any of them survive the next 10 minutes.
Harahel cast his gaze over the guardsmen. Metatron was right. Clad in cumbersome enviro-suits, their movements were slow. It was a cruel irony that the equipment designed to keep them alive if the chamber flooded would likely speed them to their deaths. At best, they would provide a distraction, something to keep the orcs from swarming the flesh-tearers. He turned to face the Tech Marine.
It is unlike you to be so tenebrous, brother.
Forgive me. I am distracted. This Titan.
Metatron gestured around and above them.
The Validus is unlike any machine I have encountered. Its spirit is unknown to me. It speaks only to the Princeps, and he is as fallible as all men. I do not enjoy trusting to his intentions.
Then it is a good job you were blessed with the strength to kill those who would abuse such trust. Here they come.
Harahel motioned to the increasing flow of water.
Stand firm. No one flees. Kill until kill.
Harahel thumbed the activation stud on his viscerator. Boiling sea water burst into the chamber, pushing through the fissure made by the orc cutters and tearing a wild rent in the adamantium bulwark. The guardsmen screamed as the water swept them back and away from the center of the room, slamming them into the walls. Undisciplined volleys of lasfire struck the walls as the troopers panic-fired. Propelled by modified jetpacks that had spinning rotators in place of thrusters, the orcs followed the water inside.
Bring them death!
Harahel roared and powered forward into the press of orcs. The metal and fabric suits worn by the orcs were like something from the ancient annals of man. Translucent, domed helms covered the orcs' faces, a crude system of valves and thick pipes providing oxygen. Harahel snarled as he drove his fist through one of the domes, shattering it, crushing the face of the orc behind it. Harahel's muscles burned with effort as he tore his blade through the water into the torso of an advancing orc. He reversed the stroke, snarling as the teeth of his weapon ripped apart another of the greenskins. Blood. There was no blood. No blood on his armor. No blood choking his blade. The accursed sea swallowed the orc arterial fluid as quickly as he shed it. He snarled and killed another and another, butchering a dozen orcs in quick succession. Still, the water robbed him of his prize, diluting the blood, drawing it away from him. He killed again, reaching out with his hand in a desperate effort to grab hold of the blood as it spilled from the orc's veins. Harahel roared as the blood slipped away from him.
Must I turn the sea red?
Drawing his bolt pistol, he emptied a clip into the orcs, grinning as their bodies burst like crimson clouds in the water. He would not stop. He would not tire. He would have his blood.